Welcome to Truth Troopers Podcast. You can visit us on the World Wide Web at www.truthtroopers.com. See you there. While there's war and rumors of war going on around the world and in America, while there's war going on in the church, in the pews, in the ministry, with ministers, there's a supernatural quiet purging and a separation going on. Christians that are covetous are flocking to hear men and women of God predicting endless prosperity and peace, and they sweetly prophesy nothing but good things to come. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 5:12-13, "They have belied the Lord and said, It is not He. Neither shall evil come upon us, neither shall we see sword nor famine. And the prophet shall become wind, and the word is not in them. Thus shall it be done unto them." These are those who are buying, selling, eating, and drinking as if judgment was a figment of the imagination. They're lounging on beds of ease. They sense no danger. They're fast asleep and slumbering on the brink of a holocaust. They wink in sin and refuse to renounce wickedness in God's house. They're blinded and they're deceived and they don't even realize it. They reject the warning of Isaiah, found in Isaiah 28:22. "Now therefore be ye not mockers, lest your bands be made strong, for I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a consumption, even determined upon the whole earth." But I want you to know, my friends, my brothers and sisters, that there is a remnant of God that is arising, who is a remnant of overcomers, a remnant that is both strong and mighty, and they're coming out into a place of holiness. They're coming out into a place of intercessory prayer and power with God. They're coming out into a place of separation from all that is of this world. They have turned to the Lord with all their hearts. They have renounced every hidden work of darkness, and they are being purged and purified. They're beginning to hear the sounds of the gathering storm. They've been warned to get their houses in order, for their Redeemer is coming to Zion. They've made Christ their hiding place, for Christ is their strong tower. Christ is that solid rock on which they stand. Isaiah 32:2 says, "And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. For a small moment he must leave us to the melting elements, but soon after he will gather us to himself." Isaiah 54:7-10 says, "For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I had hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee." Until next time, God bless.